Welcome back to Creative Therapy Umbrella. This is a place where we talk about all different types of creative arts therapies, expressive therapies, and creative approaches to therapy. My name is Kate Shannon. I'm a licensed clinical professional counselor and a board-certified music therapist, and I am your host. Today's episode is our fourth in a series all about self-care creativity, taking care of ourselves, and especially tuning inwards to take care of our own creativity and what we bring into sessions and our creativity outside of sessions. We are creative people, and we want to take care of that space outside of sessions as well. So, if you have not listened to the previous episodes, we talk about acceptance, we talk about space, and we talk about environment. And this progress, there is an order to these, so I would suggest going back and listening to the other ones, especially acceptance, if you haven't already. But you can dive in and do these at any time. But especially acceptance, I think that one is just one of the number one, the foundation of our creativity. So having that for yourself is so important. So definitely go check out those episodes. But today's topic, we will be diving into the senses. So our senses provide us with so much information that it can actually be overwhelming, which is why our brain a lot of times turns off taking in some information that we've seen already or that we've processed before, because there's so much. We would be overwhelmed all the time if we were taking in every single thing that we heard, saw, felt, tasted, and all of our senses all at once every day. It would be so, so overwhelming. Even if you think about being a tourist, and we talked about this in the last episode, when you're a tourist, you're seeing and hearing and feeling everything new in a new place. And that's exhausting. Like, it gets tired. It's so much fun, but it can be really exhausting for our brains. And we need a lot of sleep after something like that to repair and give our brain some space after that. But it's really amazing at what we can see and what we can take in and what we can notice around us with our senses when we're tuned in a little bit more, when we kind of activate those senses. And so last week, we kind of did some exercises with this as well, where we were specifically looking around us and trying out different things and using our senses. But this time, I want us to really pick a sense and engage it. So I love creating multimodal interventions for kids and clients, or having ideas on how to take one intervention and add another sense to it. So for example, if a kid decides to, they want to read a book, how can we add movements to that book? Or, you know, can we walk around the room while we read that book? Or adding kinesthetic something, you know, to reading? Or if we are doing artwork, can we add music behind us as we're doing this artwork? And does that feel okay today? And so making things multimodal when it calls for it, and bringing in several senses, because that's a really, really powerful place. And so what we're going to do with this challenge is really focus on engaging senses. This is another idea that comes from the book, The Art of Noticing. And what this one talks about is making an inventory. And I'm going to actually expand his idea that's in the book. This one is making an auditory inventory, but I think what we could do is make a sense inventory. So you can choose a sense. If you want to do auditory, totally do auditory. But if you want to do visual, tactile, whatever you want to do, whatever feels good, whatever feels good that you need or that you're driven to, do that. And so what this really means is the idea of collecting a sensory stimuli. So he talks about how one of his students began collecting sounds, and that before the student went to sleep, she would listen very, very intently, strive to pick out a new sound or every noise that she heard and kind of classify them, and write those down and have those kind of as an inventory. And so what is really cool is over time, this can be a way to rediscover a familiar setting, but we can also collect new ideas and new sounds that we hear that are really powerful. They can be really powerful information for us. That taking that time to notice and really tune into our senses can help us notice more when we hear something different, because we're taking in everything that we have heard and we're kind of making this mental note of it a little more consciously than what we already do with our brain. So we're building an inventory and not just letting our brain tune it all out, but we're actually going to inventory it, and our brain will tune it out. But then we can take time to say, hey, wait, I want to notice it right now. Here's my inventory. Hey, I hear this different bird. What is that? I don't know what that is. Maybe I want to figure out what bird that is. So different things like that. But I really like this idea for the auditory inventory, but you could do this visual as well. If you go on a walk, on your regular neighborhood walk right out your front door, take in the inventory of the different color houses. Or, you know, I think with visual, you might have to like pare it down a little bit, or like, you know, I'm gonna see how many different shades of red I might see. I'm going to go on a color inventory and take pictures. I think that's a great part about visual stuff, is you can grab your phone and snap a picture of all the different things that you find that are red. And what I find, I want to expand this idea that this author talked about too, especially for creativity. This is so powerful for us to just notice, and such a great mindfulness practice of just noticing what we're hearing. This is very much like the 5-4-3-2-1, I feel like, a coping kind of exercise. But sticking with one sense and taking all the inventory and writing it all down. And how I think this could work in session too is doing that challenge, you know, if you're working on coping skills or practicing different things, you know, taking a minute and say, all right, let's take an inventory, visual or auditory, whichever one we want to do, let's say auditory, and we're going to write down everything that we hear. And then next week, do it again. And then the next week, do it again. Are there new sounds? Oh, there's construction out there today. There's construction outside of my office, so there's always new sounds. But so, you know, different things like that. And maybe the sounds are the same for a really long time. But it's the practice of noticing that is going to be helpful for mindfulness, which we all know is so, so great for mental health, but also to improve and grow our creativity. A way that I think you could expand this idea that I think sounds so much fun, not only for ourselves, but for using this in session, is taking that inventory and creating with it. What would all of those sounds that you recorded, I imagine this person, you know, who went to bed and they heard barking dogs and maybe the hum of the air conditioner and the crickets outside. What would that look like if you sampled all of those, if you recorded them on your phone, and then you put them into a song and you made them into some kind of song, you know, you turned it into some kind of beat with all those different things, or a relaxing nightscape, turning it into something. Same with visual. I am seeing so much of, for some reason, I'm thinking the color red. Like if you did a red inventory for a visual inventory and you took pictures of all the red things in your neighborhood that you walked by, what would that look like if you put all those red images together? I think of those big pictures that are like 1,000 pictures put together to create a bigger image. What would that look like to put all of those together to create something new? So I love this book because it does talk about the noticing so much, and how much information our senses can give us, and how much that can then push into our creativity or be a jumping board. This one I think is a great springboard into a creative intervention or a creative experience for ourselves to turn, you know, I might not do anything with a soundscape of night sounds from my house for anything in a session, but that could be really fun for me to do and for my own creativity. So finding a way with this, with engaging your senses, picking a sense to do an inventory of, a tactile, you know, a kinesthetic, like any sense that feels good that you want to take inventory with, write it all down, and then see what you can make from it. Can, you know, I'm thinking even kinesthetic experiences of, you know, can you turn that into a dance, or can you turn it into a video of something, and expanding that idea from there. So taking the time, more importantly, because this is a self-care challenge of doing this for yourself and spending the time with yourself and engaging your sense and noticing and making that inventory for you. And then maybe bringing it into your session too and seeing what happens, seeing what kind of creative opportunities arise from that. All right, Well, we only have one more self-care challenge week, and then we'll be back to our regularly scheduled interviews. We have a bunch of awesome interviews up to put up and get going. I'm really excited to get those out there for everyone. Some really great topics. So next week, we'll talk a little bit about the arts. We'll talk a little bit more about creativity, and that will be our last day of our self-care creativity challenge. I'd love to hear from you. You can email me, kate@creativetherapyumbrella.com. You can find us on Instagram, hashtag CTU Creativity Challenge. If you want to share how this challenge went for you, I would love to hear it. Always feel free to reach out. I'd love to hear from you. Sending you lots of warm thoughts, and be creative.